Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, Tampa. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know, for another weekend episode of sharing wonderful information from professionals, from consultants, business owners, and lots of different viewpoints from lots of different people, covering some great information. That's the whole purpose at the end of the show, to say to yourself, wow, that was good to know. So today we have a guest that's going to talk to us about being a student working on their medical degree. I'd like to welcome Bevania Bansal. She's a student and undergrad and kind of a combined program at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, my name is Bevania Bansal, and it's very nice opportunity to have me here.
Yeah, wonderful, Bevania. I appreciate you taking the time. We had the pleasure of meeting at an event here recently for women in surgery, and we'll talk a little bit about that further. But, you know, kind of before we do, Bevania, why don't you give us a little, just background on yourself. You know, where you're from, where you went to school, maybe like, you know, why you're pursuing, a degree in medicine, and, you know, what you plan on doing, what type of doctor you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for the invitation to, you know, be on the show. It's an honor. But yeah, so I currently attend Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, originally from Tampa, Florida. And I am part of the BSMD program here at Case. And I'm just really excited to be part of this program and just anything related to medicine. Medicine has been something that has just been super dear to my heart, specifically surgery. And I hope to be in the future a surgeon, kind of figuring out the specialty here and there, really open to options, just making sure I'm getting lots of shadowing opportunities and just internship opportunities, both here in Cleveland as well as in Tampa. And I'm just really excited to have a career in medicine, to be able to kind of make an impact on patients' lives, specifically through surgery. I feel like it's a field where you have direct impact in solving patient problems, and you kind of see the results and outcomes pretty quickly. And I think that's just where my love stems for medicine and surgery.
Fantastic. So you're from Tampa. Tell us a little bit about your experience living in Tampa growing up. Where'd you go to high school, and did you play any sports or things of that nature?
Yeah, absolutely. So I went to Middleton High School in Tampa, Florida. First of all, I love Tampa. I think the weather is great and just like the vibes of everyone, very nice. Obviously, there's a very large change of pace with that in Cleveland. So definitely a little bit different there, but it's nice to have the best of both worlds as I'm here in college and then going back home to see family. In high school, I did a lot of research. I did an internship with one of my most dearest mentors, Dr. Joanne Ayer, who runs a sickle cell center and just treats patients there. And I was so fortunate to have an internship with her for 4 years and continue to be working on research with her. And then I also played sports. So I was a swimmer in high school, as well as a wrestler. And I was actually the first female wrestler in our high school, and then went on to, all the way to States. And so that was a really fun experience. And I was honored through several scholarships in programs such as Positive Impact Coaching Alliance through the Triple Impact Scholarship, and was recognized as a Athena Women of Promise through an internship with House of Representatives Kathy Castor.
Wow. Mayor Kathy Castor. That's pretty impressive. So when you're doing your research and doing in high school and deciding that you want to go become a doctor and a surgeon, what led you to making the decision to go to Case Western Reserve University? I am not familiar with it. I'll be the first one to tell you, but I thought one of the things that I was interesting, and maybe it was because they offer a combined undergraduate and medical school program. Is that part of the reason?
Yeah, so there's definitely a lot of schools in Florida that offer pretty similar programs. But the reason why I chose CASE was because they, this program, of course, the DSMD program, where they choose about, I think, 12 students from across the nation every year to participate in this program. And so I'm very honored to be one of those that was selected, as well as just the availability of hospitals and healthcare settings and big pharma companies that are available in Cleveland. Case Western is also one of the top 25 ranked medical schools in the nation. And so I'm very excited to be matriculating into that once I complete my undergraduate years. And Case Western is really focused on a lot of interdisciplinary studies as well. So they have a large focus on engineering, pre-med, and like those hard sciences, but they also have very strong humanities and social science classes, which I feel like is a major factor in how successful you are as a doctor, and being able to kind of learn the anthropology, the bioethical, the social concerns that your patients may be facing that may not necessarily tie directly into the biomedical aspects of any issues that they may be facing.
Okay. You know, so Ohio is cold. I'm from Michigan myself, natively. So I've been down in Tampa for, nearly 15 years now, and I do not miss that one bit whatsoever. So what's your favorite thing, in Cincinnati? And we're talking to, Bevia Bansal, who's a student at undergraduate medical, become a surgeon at Case Western. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow of That Is Good to Know. So, you know, tell us a little bit about your favorite thing being in Ohio.
Yeah, so my name is Bavia, and being in Cleveland is just great. I think it's definitely a lot of change of pace because I am freezing 24/7. I think I rarely ever leave my door without my jacket, with like a big puffy jacket. So that's always something to keep in mind.
You get to wear those UGG boots though. Those UGG boots that it gets 50 degrees here, and all you see is UGGs all over Tampa. That's so funny.
No. I am like so used to the Florida weather that I have to fully bundle up with like a hat, like gloves, scarf, and everything. Like I look like a big marshmallow walking around on campus.
There you go.
But you know,
with the suntan though, when you come home and visit, right?
Yes, super sunny, and it makes me so sad when I come home for a weekend and it's like cloudy or something, and I'm like, no, I want the sun. But no, absolutely, Tampa never fails to impress me.
Fantastic.
But some of my favorite things. Some of my favorite things to do in Cleveland are when it does snow, kind of like making snow angels and snowmen. A lot of the campus students, even though we are such big nerds, I think we all love to have fun. And so there was like this huge snowball fight that we had on campus, which is a lot of fun. And then just exploring the city, trying new restaurants, because a lot of the kind of franchisees or different restaurants here, the local restaurants are a lot different than what you would find in Tampa. And so just doing that and with someone with my going to explore the city with some of my sorority sisters has been an amazing experience.
So, you know, just kind of taking a step back in regards to, you know, becoming a surgeon, you know, I mean, it's a difficult task. It's a long road. It's a hard and arduous road to be there, but the rewards on the second half of that are incredible. You mentioned about patient care and making a difference and, you know, what have you. And, you know, just kind of tell us a little bit about the journey in your mind, you know, where you're at today, you know, what you have left to go, and what does that roadmap look like? And then when do you have to kind of make a decision whether you want to, you know, specialize in any particular surgery, maybe what you're leaning towards?
Yeah, so I think the roadmap for now has just barely begun. I feel like the real core of, you know, kind of going on that pre-med track starts maybe early high school and beginning of undergrad. I know for me personally, that was a little bit different. I kind of, since I was very, very young, knew I just wanted to be a doctor, specifically a surgeon. I actually remember in my kindergarten class, when we asked everyone what they wanted to be in the future, a lot of students would write things like teachers and astronauts and stuff. And for some reason, I went straight to the point. I wrote neurosurgeon on that piece of paper. I actually have the piece of paper in my room still.
There you go.
Definitely reminds me. yeah, that I'm pretty goal driven, but I'm really excited to just go on and get my undergraduate degree. Right now I'm majoring in medical anthropology to kind of get that second aspect to lead me in a better direction for pre-med. And then I will be attending medical school, which near the end of medical school is typically where you decide what specialty you want to go into, whether that's a surgical specialty or another type of specialty. And then there's also specifics within surgery that you have to apply to in terms of residency. And so right now I feel like I'm pretty set on a surgical type of hands-on part of being a doctor. So most likely leaning towards surgery. And then that the specific specialty has kind of adjusted over the years. Obviously, I started off as a neuro. Sometimes it becomes cardio. Right now, I'm really into orthopedics. And at one point, I was into oncology. So I think as I explore different fields and talk to different mentors who are in different fields of surgery, my viewpoints kind of definitely shift. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing where I fit best in terms of what I like and also what I'm able to provide as a provider for my patients.
Yeah, it's a hard, it's hard to really know what you want to do. I mean, even anybody going down through the college journey, where they're going to be, is maybe predetermined, but often, people have to pivot because they learn that, an industry or a vertical or, a specialty that they thought they liked, isn't what they're cut out for, isn't what they're able to do or, what have you. So you got to be flexible. And I think you have the right process about, shadowing people and mentoring people and having people in your network that you can talk to and, really understand what it's like to be an orthopedic surgeon or, what it's like to be a neurosurgeon and, understand that value. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. Visit our website for this and other episodes at thatisgoodtoknow.com. We're talking with Bhavya Bansal. She is a student on her way to becoming a doctor, and we're getting some insight on what that is and the journey and the plan and the strategy. But let's talk about the classes. Let's talk about the coursework for a minute at Case Western. What classes have you enjoyed the most? If there's a class that you thought was going to be really difficult that really came natural to you, or maybe a class that you're just like, wow, this was really hard.
Yeah. So I'm actually in my first year here. So I'm kind of just trudging through the classes. This is my second semester here at Case. And honestly, Case Western is definitely known for their rigorous curriculum in the hard sciences. And so coming into it, I was definitely not intimidated, but, prepared for the rigor that was about to come ahead. And so I started off with taking the first couple levels of bio and chem. And chem I kind of breezed through pretty easy, so that was nice. And biology I thought was definitely going to be a little bit harder once we got to the second and third levels. But it actually kind of came pretty naturally, and I'm having really fun in the classes and our projects that we're doing as well as our tests. They're definitely rigorous, but really enjoyable to take, if I may say. But some of the other classes that I dived into not knowing that I was going to go into it was the anthropology and bioethics classes. And so those were things that I kind of found out a love for once I got here, started taking them. And so right now I'm taking a global health solutions class where we're coming up with practical solutions to issues with diagnosing pneumonia and ARI in Uganda. And so that has been a really interesting experience, as well as a bioethics class. Which is kind of diving deep into the many humanities and social sciences that exist in the medical field and how important it is to have knowledge on interdisciplinary studies. And so right now I'm actually in the process of creating my own major here at Case. And so we'll definitely see how that goes. But I'm really excited to incorporate all these new classes that I'm learning about that are still pre-med, but kind of take different routes and different lenses of social and cultural situations that are very common.
Bhavya, when you looking at the roadmap ahead, for most people that are going down this path or thinking about going down this path, if you got, maybe a student in high school or, someone's going into college or even younger, what's the process look like from here? You get your undergraduate degree, you at Case have the ability to do the combined undergraduate with medical school. But once you got that, what happens? You got to apply for residencies. You got to get accepted. You know, I know there's some ranking stuff that you do and what have you, you know, just like you know, yeah. a bird's eye, 10,000 feet view on that path forward.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think it starts out a lot in high school, though, just knowing kind of where your goals lie and where you want to go. And so I try to help mentor students with that because I have a program called Make Your Name. And so kind of just looking at those goals, but definitely it's really important to look at that roadmap ahead. And so after medical school, there's typically a match process where you will kind of rank the programs that you would like to attend for your residency programs. And depending on what specialty and what area of interest in the medical field that you are interested in, and also the interviews and kind of visiting all those programs, you will create a list of rankings of these different programs. And those programs will then also rank you and all the other applicants. And so then there is the match process, the infamous match process. And so that system will go ahead and match all of the students. And it's usually like a week-long process that happens in March, typically. And so everyone who matches on the first day on Monday will be told that they have matched. And then those match results will be released on Friday. And there's also like a secondary match process that happens throughout the week. And once you're matched to residency, then you go ahead and attend. It can last anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7 years, depending on the specialty. And then from there, many attending surgeons decide to become fellows and experience fellowship programs that further specialize what their skill set looks like. So if you were going into robotic surgery or minimally invasive surgery or any several different types of fellowships, maybe trauma. And then you would complete that fellowship, which may be an additional 1 to 3 years. And then after that, you become an attending surgeon and practice either in a hospital setting or private practice or whatever area. You could also even decide to go into academic fields and maybe not practice. So it's definitely up to each individual surgeon and what their life goal is for what they've learned from their education.
It's a lot of process. It's a lot of work. Talk to me a little bit about the non-medical side of, you know, becoming a doctor, the networking, the building relationships, the mentorships, and how do you, I mean, that's a whole other kind of chapter in your life that you got to kind of manage, not only on top of the education and skill set and residency and all that stuff. It's like those contexts are very important. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Women in Surgery Symposium right after that, which I think is an important organization. But just like, you know, the non-medical side of your career.
Yeah, I think you definitely hit the nail on the head with that networking aspect. I think just like a lot of fields, networking is such a critical part because it allows you to kind of see what is already going on in the field and knowing kind of what lies ahead. Networking also allows you to find new opportunities that maybe you didn't really know existed. And so that can kind of veer your path depending on what, you know, area of specialty you want to go into. I also think a large part of that is mentorship and mentoring. And when we talk about the Women in Surgery Symposium, I want to talk about just the incredible network of attending surgeons, like residents, fellows, med students, even undergrad students and high school students, which is when I participated in high school. And just like the connections that you build, they are truly, truly lifelong. And so you can kind of use those and learn from them, maybe connect with people all across the nation and do research projects and really add to the literature and also patient care values. Like right now, and one of the biggest things is intercollegiate research programs. And so finding different peers and mentors that might be interested in the similar things that you are through networking or through mentorship programs is critical and can really advance your career and just maybe your interests. And maybe you'll find something new that you're passionate about.
And then, well, I can tell you what, if we were having an interview, you would definitely ace everything that's going on. So I really like your thoroughness and responsiveness and like your plan of attack and knowing what you got to do and where you're at and the path that you got to go on. So again, we're talking with Bhavya Bansal, and she's a student at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio. She is studying in the BSMD program, which is a combined undergraduate and medical school. And now we're going to shift gears. I met you at the Women in Surgery Symposium, which was recently towards the end of March here. Let's talk a little bit about, and my a friend of mine and someone I've got to know over the last year or so, Dr. Sharona Ross is one of the founders, and she puts on this great event every year to help younger residents, students, medical school people even thinking about it, with this Women in Surgery Career Symposium. You attended the event, and maybe I can get your overall thoughts, and then maybe what you thought were some of the highlight presentations that and what you got out of them.
Yes, absolutely. So first, really big, huge thank you to Dr. Ross, as you mentioned, and also Dr. Sukhandi and our whole event planning committee. We worked really, really hard to kind of set up that conference and everything and create those networks. And so I'm very, very pleased for how that conference turned out. Tara Menon and also Maria were amazing people who kind of spearheaded the planning committee. And so I'm so thankful for that opportunity. Once I first got involved with the Women in Surgery Symposium, I actually got an invitation my senior year of high school to participate in a competition that they run through Intuitive and Medtronic, which are two big donors for our symposium. And so they ran a competition for high school students who can learn how to use the Da Vinci robot and compete. And so me and my best friend were partners for that event. And we ended up placing first place last year in our team event. And then I ended up placing first in the single event with the highest score that they had ever seen. And so from there, we
I got a rock star on the phone in the medical world. I'm going to keep your name and number handy.
Thank you. But yeah, so from there, once I joined the planning committee, I was able to really spread out this opportunity to high schools all over the Tampa Bay area and all of Florida, even spreading it out to Cleveland and having a lot of students from Cleveland fly over to Tampa and participate in this incredible symposium. And we made a bunch of connections with various doctors, such as Dr. Patricia Silla, Dr. Alia Qureshi, Dr. Patricia Newman, Dr. Ruma Sinha from India. And they're just incredible people who are pioneering in the fields that they are in. And I think it's just incredible for all these high school students, undergrads, med school residents to kind of create this network with these doctors, because it will allow them to kind of flourish and learn from people who are already in the field and what the important aspects that they need to keep in mind are for this next generation of medical professionals. And so some of the highlights of this conference, I would definitely say, is the global aspect of the roundtable, especially for this particular conference that we just had. We had speakers from all over the world, literally from India, Taiwan, Africa, like China, like just everywhere. I know there was a lot of European doctors there. It was incredible to see how medicine is really diverse, not just throughout the US, but also the entire world. And another really big aspect that I was a big part of planning was the fashion show, which contained many pre-meds, undergrad students, and medical students, plus attending surgeons and even industry people. The whole point of this fashion show was to show that your role does not define who you are, and that the way that you dress as female specifically doesn't mean that you might be any less good at your job. In fact, it can even show that, you can be a kick butt surgeon, but also an amazing, woman in general, balancing all your responsibilities in day-to-day life. And that there's really a balance between showing color in your personality through dressing up professionally and also staying true to your career.
Fantastic. Bhavya, this is going to wrap up our time here on the show. I wanted to just thank you for your time, and anybody who is thinking about going to medical school or in the Tampa area, you can check out Women in Surgery. The website is women-in-surgery.com for next year's event. I thank you for sharing such wonderful information, and we wish you all the best in your medical career.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It was an honor.
That's Jeff Stanislow. That is Good to Know.